We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shantae Leggins and Wendy Schuler, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. Now live from Barrel House Pub and Pizza, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
All right, welcome Monday night. We are at Barrel House Pub and Pizza. We'll be here again next Monday as well. It's the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Head coach Shantae Leggins here from the men's team. We'll have head coach Wendy Schuler here from the women's team. Women's player Allie Sealby is here, and also Bobby Suarez is around as well, the Eagle assistant coach. So we'll have that coming up for you here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show tonight. Both teams idle on Saturday, as both teams played on Thursday. Both teams winning over the University of Montana, as the Eagle men defeated the Grizzlies at home on Thursday. Eagle women go on the road, get a victory. Head coach Shantae Leggins joins us here. Great win for you guys, first off, on Thursday, beating Montana, the preseason favorite in the Big Sky.
Yeah, you know, team came out, played very well. Defensively did a good job defending the three. We battled on the glass, did a good job on their all-league big guy. Held him under 10 points and under 5 rebounds, so that's really good. Coming into the game, Mason took the challenge, got in some foul trouble, and we had a couple guys come off the bench and play with spectacular minutes. Kim Aiken, freshman, came in and did a terrific job against you know, a very good front court. And, he battled. He hit a couple threes, helped us defensively, brought a lot of energy. And so, you know, when you got guys stepping up like that, making plays and helping us win and making winning plays, it makes it all the better.
So what was the key to winning that game?
Guys just play with energy. You know, it was our second game of having a full roster of healthy guys. You know, we played a little bit faster. We used our depth a little bit more, and we made shots. You know, we were 9 of 17 or 9 of 18 from three. I think we're 9 of 17 from three, yep. which is pretty good for our team. We want to shoot around. We want to make around 10 threes a game, but when you shoot a percentage like that, that's great. And then defensively, we did a good job of defending the three-point line, and we held guys down to, you know, not doing a terrific job of, you know, keeping them from hitting threes. You know, they made 4 threes on the night out of, like, about, I think, 22, 23. And so when you defend like that, it's a pretty good job.
Yeah, it was a great defensive performance, but you guys still aren't 100% healthy. Steven Bayo is still out. He was in street clothes there. So what's his prognosis going forward? Is he going to even be able to get back in there this year?
Yeah, we're hoping, but it's not looking very good. He's got an ankle and a knee, and so that's really slowing him down a little bit. You know, he's a terrific competitor, very, very tough kid, doing anything he can to help our team win. You know, he's trying to do everything in his power to make sure he can play, but it's just not happening right now for him with his ankle, with his knee. And so as he starts, you know, getting healthy, we're going to see if we will reevaluate. But as of right now, we're thinking he may miss the entire season. So that's going to be a blow to our depth and some of our, you know, some of our experience there at that position. But at the same time, you know, you got to keep going with next man up. And you know, I feel so bad for Steve, because he's such an amazing kid, an amazing young man. And you know, I couldn't be happier with a player. I mean, he does everything. You know, we won a 3.8 GPA. Does everything you're looking for from a player, and so we're excited to be able to maybe get him healthy and get him going for next year too. Head coach,
how big was beating Montana? Because you had a 9-day stretch between that game and Montana State. So how important was it to get a victory prior to this long little break you've got?
Oh man, it's good for us. It's good for the players. It's good for everybody around, because you know, you lose that game, you got to go into this, you know, eight nine days of just practicing and trying to get better and you know, thinking about what could have happened in this game. And we're still doing that with every game we've played so far. Like what we could have done, what we could. But you know, you feel a little bit of confidence beating Montana, knowing that hey, you had your guys healthy and you defended the way you wanted to defend, and you're coming back and Saturday you have another home game. And so, you know, it's a good feeling. We play Saturday to get back to 500. You know, I think every team in the league has now lost a game, and so as we handle our business and play the way we're supposed to play and stay healthy, I still have 100% confidence this team could be there at the end battling for a conference championship, because I believe in this team and all the players that are, you know, suited up, and the coaches, again, like I say, they work tirelessly throughout the night, throughout this whole season. And I just have 100% confidence that they're going to help us reach where we're trying to go.
With this team getting back toward health, with Mason back in there, you know, you've got just about everybody at full strength at this point in time. Is this team finally kind of rounding into what you thought you were going to have coming into this season?
Yeah, well, when you look at it, you know, we have an inside presence with Mason and Jesse. And then, you know, you start shooting the ball well because you're going inside out. And then you have versatile players like Luca. You have, you know, Jack Perry, who started pretty much his freshman year and understands what exactly I'm looking for. You know, he makes a lot of shots. And then, you just got young freshmen who can come in and make plays. You know, Austin played in the first half and had 3 points, a big-time three-point shot. And, you know, Kim came in and played well. And we still, you know, Elijah still hasn't gotten the opportunity, but he's going to still be ready to go. And when you're able to call different guys' number and they're ready to go, it really helps us, you know, with our depth. And so, yeah, that was kind of what I envisioned. What the balance is, we have scoring balance. The ball was moving. We had a lot of assists. We did a good job of doing exactly, you know, what we wanted to do defensively. And we were in the way. We contested threes. We were flying around. You know, at the very end, we gave up that and one, and then gave up an and one tip in. And so when you do that kind of stuff, you know, the game would have been about 10 points, 10 to 12 points. And, you know, that's the kind of intensity, and that's the kind of, you know, the vision I had coming into the season, you know. And we're just now getting those guys prepared, playing with each other. And so as they keep getting better and keep understanding, I hope it comes right around the time where it's time to get to that Big Sky tournament, the guys are ready to go.
And you had five guys in double figures in that ball game, so that was good balance in the scoring between, what, 11 and 17 points, I think those guys had.
Yeah, and Jesse had 8, and he missed 2 free throws and missed some shots he usually makes, so we could have had 6, but he had 15 rebounds, did a great job. Him and Mason on the glass are really hard to deal with, and then you add in, you know, Kim, and when Jacob starts getting to that glass like he's supposed to, it's going to be really hard to defend us, especially when we have guys flying around offensively too. And so, you know, it was a lot of fun to see our guys go out and battle, and I felt very happy for each guy in that locker room, because they put in so much work. And, you know, every game, you're like, we're getting better. They got to see it. And that, as a coach, you got to keep getting those guys better every single day, you know, any way you can. If it's mentally, if it's health, if it's just playing, you know, physical, you got to get them going. And any way you can, you know, you got to get them to try to believe in what they're doing. And they all believe. And And as they do that, and as we get more time together on the court, then they think these 8 days are going to help us out. But, you know, we come in and we play a really good team in Montana State. They've only lost one game. They're playing right now against Northern Colorado, but they're in first place going into tonight. And so that's going to be a big, big, huge game for us, because they're either going in with one game or two losses. And if we can go ahead and beat them, then we're tied with them in the loss column. And if we don't, we got to, you know, knock them down, get them closer to us.
Tyler Kidd was inserted into the starting lineup on Thursday. What does he give your team as a starter?
He gives us a lot of energy. He's a playmaker. He can get in there and make plays, make the other players on the court better, which you're looking for. And as you get those guys being able to make plays and get guys shots like Ty and Cody and even Jacob and Jesse, I mean, it's going to make the game easier for them. And he does a really good job of speeding the other guys up, being able to stop guys and slow the other team's point guard down. And he's hard to be trapped, and he really pushes the tempo for us. And so when we're able to insert him, and, you know, he's been playing. And when he's been playing, he's been coming in. Usually when we're down 10, we're down 8. You know, he never had an opportunity to start and try to get us and give us a lead. And his first start, he did a wonderful job. Didn't start off that way, but the coaching staff said, hey, you got to stick with him. Let's see if everything can keep pushing and keep sticking with him. And we stuck with him, and he played well towards the end of the game.
Think you got a lineup now you're going to stick with?
Yeah, we're going to definitely stick with this lineup for a while. You know, no injuries, and you know, if we could stay healthy, then yeah, this lineup was a good lineup. They played well together, and then that means you're bringing some really good players off the bench. You know, you bring in a guy like Luca who could play any position on the court, 1 through 5. Then you got a kid like Jack Perry who could pretty much any position besides the center spot and four spot. He could play on the wing. He can handle the ball. And so when you have players like that coming off, and that's not even mentioning Austin and Ty Gibson, you know, and Ty Gibson has a lot of experience. So there's a lot of names and numbers we can call throughout the game to try to see if we can get those right lineups if we go into another scoring lull or somebody gets in foul trouble. And I didn't even mention Kim Aiken. And so, you know, you got guys who are ready and willing to be called on.
This is a guard-oriented conference. A lot of the best players in the conference are guards. But with Eastern Washington, this isn't discounting your guards any, but you guys maybe are more of a front court-oriented team. You might have, if you don't have the best front court in the league, you have the second best front court in the league. So how does that change things for you guys in such a guard-heavy league?
Well, you know, we got to play to our strengths. You know, every year is going to be different. Every year is going to be, you know, a surprise, and you never know who's going to step up. And this year it's been Jesse and Mason. They've been doing a terrific job inside, battling. You know, Jesse's in the top 10 in rebounds, top 10 in shot blocks, top 10 in steals. Mason's right there with him, but averaging 18 points or 19 points in league. And so when you got those guys being able to play, that's what you got to go to. You got to go to your strengths. You know, we've had this before with Jake Wiley. We've had this before with Vanky. And we just need one of our guards to emerge as another scoring threat. And a lot of them can. And that's why you see the balanced scoring with our team. And it makes us that much better. And with our guards being able, and we have sophomore guards that are really good with Jacob, Luca, and Jack Perry. Those three guards right there as sophomores are very good. Then you add in, you know, Tyler Kidd who's been a change of pace for us, and then you got Austin Fidel coming off the bench. And so our guards, as soon as they catch up, it's going to be really interesting to see, because I really do believe we have some very good guards also. And so the league being so guard heavy, I like having an inside presence, but you know, sometimes you got to win with those guards, and they got to step up for us big time.
You mentioned that nobody in the league is undefeated through the first three weekends. So have there been any surprises for you within the conference?
No, not at all. I mean, it's a wide open league. The coaches in this league are very good. They're going to, you know, it's like I say, the preseason is hard for everybody. You know, in this league, you got to take a lot of money games. You know, some schools don't have to take as many as others, as you can see by the records in the top of the league early, just by going off the preseason records. A lot of teams don't have to go out there and play bye games and money games. And so, you know, when you get into conference, you get to see what they're really about. And, you know, everyone, you know, put on, you know, Idaho State's not going to be that good. NAU is going to struggle, you know, and it's like, you know, just because of those preseason games, you see these games. These are good coaches, you know. Coach Ray is a great coach. Coach Verlin over in Idaho is a good coach, and they get those guys ready. And you know, they understand that you got to do well in the big sky if you want to go to the tournament. So that's what everyone's playing for. You know, you're not playing for a preseason championship. You're playing for the big sky championship at the end of the year. And that's what matters. And getting your team better, making them better every single day. So, yeah, there's no surprises to me this year. You know, I think every team's pretty good, and it's going to be very interesting come March.
Neither you or I get a vote, but do you like the 20-game schedule so far? Mainly because of what it has done non-conference-wise, and also, you know, shortening your non-conference schedule, but also starting conference play prior to Christmas, or prior to New Year.
Yeah, you know, for us, we're just playing. You know, I would like the, you know, the Monday games are tough. You know, just because they're Monday, and it's a weird deal because you're playing, you know, we have games Thursday, Saturday, Monday. That's tough for our guys, but at the same time, that's why you play the preseason. So, you know, you're getting used to that. But, you know, the academic piece where you're missing Monday, flying back Tuesday, so you're missing 2 days. And then if you're on the road again Thursday, you got to leave Wednesday and get there Thursday. And then if you have another game, you miss a full week of school. And so you're trying your best to make sure that your guys are doing a great job in school and keeping their academics up. And you know, you're trying to keep them you know, motivated to do everything else besides, you know, just play games. It's really hard, but at the same time, everyone's doing it in the league. And, you know, 18 games I think was good. Maybe you play a couple teams once, you know, those teams that are farther away, and you still play your rivals and the teams that are close to you, you know, multiple times. And I think that's the way they could probably fix it. But, you know, they're going to figure out some way. They got some very smart people in the big sky, and we have a really good athletic director that's going to put us in a great position as we move forward with the scheduling. So, you know, I just look forward to seeing what we got, and just whatever they give us, we'll take.
What schedule have you been running this week with the game last Thursday? Don't play again until Saturday. So did you give guys the weekend off? Did you give them – are you going to give them a couple of days, one day here, one day there? What have you done?
So we took Friday off after the Thursday game, got in there Saturday, and basically we just played. You know, we didn't do too much, anything else. We just got in there and played and worked on our stuff. And then Sunday we did the same thing. You know, and we just wanted to get our guys better, and so you're wanting our guys to. Oh, sorry, we played Saturday. My mistake. So Sunday we took off, and Monday we played, and
no,
we
no, won. No, you're getting your days all.
Am I getting
up?
Them all messed up?
Yeah, we played Thursday.
There we go. So we took off Friday.
Yeah,
we took off Friday, and then we played Saturday and Sunday, and then today we started putting in a little bit of Montana State stuff and defending them a little bit and gave them personnel and scouts. You know, all the days are running together for me. So
I was going to say, you just lifted the curtain a little bit for the people listening, because they probably don't understand that this is a grind, and it's a daily thing for days on end, for months on end, and you can lose track of days as you go through the year.
Yeah, you definitely can. And, you know, being able to take Zola to school, that's how I know it's Monday. And, you know, being able to do stuff like that, it made it fun. So getting to hang out with the family on Friday was great. And, you know, we're watching film. Coaches are working hours on end because it's league time. And so you want them to make sure they're doing everything they can to get the team ready. But, yeah, it's a grind. And that's what the season's about. You got to get your team prepared. And, you know, you want everybody to be ready and confident 100% when we get to, you know, that game on Saturday. We want to be 100% confident in what we're doing.
All right, Montana State. They're in the next opponent. Obviously, Tyler Hall and Harold Frey, their guard line, as good as anybody, and both those guys can shoot it from anywhere and everywhere and will shoot it from everywhere.
Yeah, they're a very good team. Their offense is one of the best offenses in the league. They do a good job defensively. They got long, athletic guys down there on the block. They really shoot the ball well, so you got to be prepared for that. Harold Frey is a very good point guard and does a good job of making plays for other guys. And then Tyler Hall is obviously one of the most elite scorers that's ever been in the big sky. And so you got to go in there ready to defend and ready to make sure you're doing a great job defending, you know, those players. And if you could do a good job doing that, I think the outcome should be pretty good for us. And so we got to be smart with how we attack them. But we also got to be even smarter with how we guard them, because they're a very good ball club.
All right. So Tyler Hall, 27 points away from breaking Bogdan's all-time scoring record in the Big Sky. Do you want him to do that tonight in Greeley? Rather than he's probably going to get it. 27 points over the next two games. Would you rather he got them all tonight or what?
We'll go do whatever we can. If he doesn't get it, he ain't going to get it here. We're going to try our best to keep him from getting that here. And if he does, you know, he's a great player. He's putting a lot of work in this league. And you know, it's going to be a grind for them tonight because they're playing against a team that just lost by 24 to Montana. You know, that's why. So Northern Colorado beats us, and they get down and lose by 24 at home to Montana. So it's a weird league, and, you know, I don't want him to get that against us. You know, I'm just going to be honest. Love him not to get it here. Love him to get it back wherever he's from, in Montana, Missoula, wherever that's at. Don't want him to do it here. Because it's such a great record, and it was so great to watch see Bogdan break that record. But you know, records are meant to be broken, like I said last year. And so, you know, he's going to break it eventually. And so, I just don't want it to be here against us.
Right now, at the first media timeout, Northern Colorado is a 4-3 lead over Montana State in the men's game going on in Greeley. Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great win on Thursday. Best of luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you, and go Eagles.
That's head basketball coach Shante Leggins on the men's side. Coming up next, we will talk to his assistant, Bobby Suarez. That's coming up here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show, here from Barrel House, Pub and Pizza in Cheney, on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin, so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi, your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay, I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back. Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. We'll be back here again on Monday of next week after the Montana State games for the Eagle men and women. The Eagle men, by the way, start at 2 on Saturday. We'll be on the air starting at 1:30. Eagle women will be starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday. By the way, in the men's game, Northern Colorado now with a 15-5 lead over over Montana State. Assistant Coach Bobby Suarez joins us here on the show. Your second year, is it easier this year, being as how you've been through the league now, so you know the personnel better, you know the travel, you know the trips, you know everything to expect? It's not new?
Yeah, it's a little easier. It's a lot more fun. I understand what I'm doing. My head isn't spinning every day just trying to figure out my role in the job duties of an assistant coach at a Division I program, but it has been a little easier, but I'm still learning every day.
And Coach Leggins is playing with your microphone while you're trying to talk here. That's going to, he's going to be on suspension now for doing that. You know, and it's not only not your first year, but it was the staff's first year. So you guys were all getting to know one another at the time. How hard was that last year to get to know everybody and then get to know the league?
It wasn't hard at all. Shante brought in a great group of guys, and, you know, everybody's easygoing. We all want to get better. We all have our goals, and obviously our first goal is to go to the NCAA tournament every year and then graduate our guys, but I don't think it was really that tough because of the staff and the personalities and just how well it meshed. So I think you did a great job of hiring a staff.
All right, win over Montana. How big was that for the team?
I think it was big. It was good for our confidence. I mean, we've been in a lot of games. We've just had kind of, you know, a bad 4 or 5 minutes in every game, and you can just tell that we've had, you know, 37-4 runs. We've just had bad runs against us, but we finally played a good 40 minutes, so that really is good for our confidence and everything.
Yeah, if you had any bad run in the game, it was the first 4 or 5 minutes, and so you had then 34, 35 minutes, 36 minutes to come back from it.
Yeah, Tyler was a little anxious out there, so he had his first 4 turnovers in those first 4 minutes, but once he settled down, he really got us going.
How important is he to the starting lineup going forward, just because he gives you a change of pace?
I think he's real important. I think, you know, he just came in, he stayed ready, and, you know, he does change pace. He's very quick. He pushes the pace. He can get in the lane whenever he wants, so it's good for our guys, and he can create shots for everyone, so everybody enjoys playing with him. So it's been real fun to kind of see him embrace this role and kind of just stay ready while he, you know, he wasn't playing that much.
You know, matchups sometimes are key in basketball, and over the last couple of years now, they did win the tournament game last year. But you guys seem to match up pretty well with Montana. Montana seems to match up pretty well with Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado seems to match up pretty well with Eastern. So it's, well, basketball is a lot about matchups, but do you agree that you guys match up pretty well with Montana?
Yeah, I think we match up pretty well. We have good size. We shrink the floor. We kind of wanted them to make threes against us. So obviously we beat them last year, and we were up 30 minutes on them last year, too, in the tournament championship. So I think that's a real good matchup versus them for us.
Bobby Suarez, the Eastern Assistant Men's Basketball Coach, here with us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show, Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney, here on Monday nights, again next week as well, starting at 6 o'clock. Hope you come join us. Great food, great beverages here at Barrel House. Bobby, talk a little bit. Montana was your scout. Montana State. Montana wasn't your scout? I didn't talk to you last week. I thought I talked to you for the
Booker.
Pregame. Was it Books?
I had Idaho State.
All right. I thought I was. I get them all run together. So is Montana State yours?
No, sir.
All right. So what can you tell us about the Bobcats?
Well, they got two really good guards, obviously, in Frey and Hall. And Hall is probably a couple games away from breaking Bogdan's all-time scoring record. They're going to play a lot of zone and kind of jankety man, where they kind of compress everything and they want you to shoot threes and make turnovers. So we're going to have to really move the ball, get it in the middle of their zone, and get out in transition, because they're not the best transition defensive team. And that's kind of where – that's our best offense right now. Honestly, we score the most points per possession when we get out and run.
How much time do you spend around David Riley? You just talked about points per possession. So he's the statistical guy on staff. So how much time do you hang out with him, and are you learning that kind of stuff?
Yeah, all the time. Dave's a big numbers guy. His office is right next to mine, and I always got to hear that, math formulas, Excel sheets, so I'm learning a lot from him.
Is that part of the challenge, too, is when you come on to a new staff to try to figure out what you can glean from each assistant, because both Coach Booker and Coach Riley have had a few years in the game?
I don't think it's a challenge. I think it's something awesome that I can learn every day from different minds and, you know, different coaching trees, because, you know, Book's obviously been under Russ Turner and Bob McKillop. Shante's been under two head coaches. He played under Ben Braun, too, also. And then his coach at Fresno, Ray Lopes. And then Dave's been under Hayford. So I get to see, you know, how they all think differently than me. And it's good for me to just pick from everything that I like and things I dislike. But it's a great learning experience for being a young assistant.
All right, so you came up from Florida, so this is your second winter now. Are you adjusting a little bit better?
Yeah, they both have been mild winters, so I'm lucky. There hasn't been much snow, so that's been great. So it hasn't been that tough yet. Whenever it does snow, though, I don't know what to do. I slip. I'm scared to drive, so I'm getting used to it.
Slowly but surely. Stay here a little bit longer, you'll be a veteran just like the rest of us.
Absolutely.
All right, Bob, thanks for the time. I appreciate it, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, thank you.
All right, Bobby Suarez, Eagle assistant coach for the men's side here. When we come back, head women's coach Wendy Schuler joins us as the basketball show continues from Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. At MultiCare Deaconess Hospital, we've recently opened a new state-of-the-art urology center. At the Deaconess Urology Center, we provide the highest quality comprehensive care you need, including advanced robotic surgery, HD medical imaging, and total prostate care. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/deaconessurology. College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The $196,000 New Year New Rides giveaway is going on now at Northern Quest. We're ringing in 2019 with a Nissan Titan, Nissan Rogue, a Polaris ATV, and Polaris snowmobile up for grabs all month long. All you have to do is get here. The New Year New Rides giveaway. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Growing up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk?
Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
All right, welcome back. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Let's turn to women's basketball now. Head coach Wendy Schuler is here. Before we get into to everything with the women's team, professionally, we've got Tyler Harvey playing in the G League, and he's tearing it up right now on the men's side, averaging better than 20 points a game, several assists since he came into the league, or since he came into the starting lineup. Bogdan Bliznuk's playing well in Israel. Jake Wiley's playing well in Australia. Vinky Joyce playing well in Germany. You've got some young ladies, a couple of them in Finland, and they play against each other in Ashley Payne and Delaney Hodgins. And I know Delaney was doing really well last time I saw her stats, and so was Ashley. Can you give us an update on those ladies and any others you may have?
Yeah, you know, those two are doing great in Finland. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, I think that their success hopefully leads to even more opportunities over in Europe. That's where most of the opportunities are going to be for women's basketball. And so they're both playing at a really high level. And Tisha Phillips has kind of gone on and off with some teams overseas. And Laura Hughes still dabbles and plays a little bit over there occasionally. And so it's been nice over the years that we've had, a lot of players have had opportunities. And on the women's side, you don't necessarily make the same kind of money that you can on the men's side. But more than anything, I think to myself, wow, when I was 23 years old, if I could have, gotten paid to go live in another part of the world, and play basketball and just experience another way of life, I can't even imagine. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, Delaney's over there with Zach, and they're newlyweds. And I know when they have off weekends, they're off in different parts of Europe seeing the world, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited. It's a really neat place that this sport can take you.
Well, it's a great education. I mean, and it's good for these young people to be able to do this when they're in their 20s before kids and everything start to come into lives.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's not the easiest thing to do either, because it's different in some of these countries than it is obviously here in the U.S.
It is. And, you know, I think Finland is one of those places that's probably not as hard to go to as some. And so it's kind of a nice way to get their feet wet.
All right, so let's talk about this win against Montana on Thursday on the road. And it's never easy to beat the Grizzlies anywhere, but especially in Missoula. So how'd you do it?
You know, our players really did a great job sticking to the game plan. You know, we had a really good scout in place. And then, you know, I think we just kind of went for it. Our players are, you know, I think we're finally starting to click and figure some things out offensively and really starting to play to each other's strengths. And, you know, you saw it last Monday a little bit against Northern Colorado. It just felt like, okay, we're starting to break through. We're starting to get here. And, you know, after that Northern Colorado loss, I told the team, I said, we can do one of two things. We can take two steps forward and two steps back, or we can take two steps forward and two more steps forward. And, you know, I think against Montana, we took two more steps forward, and that's what we're striving for. There's a lot of basketball left to be played.
Northern Colorado's unbeaten in the conference, so it's tough to do, but can you take confidence from a loss? You played them to overtime in Cheney, so can you take confidence from losing a game?
I think you can, especially after we went back and watched film and saw so many things that we could have done better. And, you know, it's not like we look at that game and say, wow, we played unbelievable basketball, and, you know, it's too bad we lost. We said it's too bad we lost, and we still can play a lot better than we played.
And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
All right, so you also had pretty balanced scoring, I think, in that ball game, led by Capri Morrow, who went over 1,000 points. We talked about that last week, and that's a great deal for her. Only the 18th Eagle, I think, all time to get over 1,000 points in her career.
Yeah, it's pretty special. Capri has had a, you know, I think when you join those kind of scoring lists, it's players who've had great consistency over the course of their careers. And Capri's a young lady that played a good bit as a freshman and more as a sophomore, and really had a starring role as a junior and obviously as a senior. So she, you know, she finds a lot of different ways to score and has just been a workhorse for us and is a as nice of a young lady as you can be around. And so I'm really happy to see her with that accomplishment.
You've got a few seniors on this team, but there haven't, we talked about it last week, all the freshmen. And then you've also got a sophomore or two on this team as well. So these seniors have to shepherd these young players through. We're going to talk to one of those seniors here in just a moment, and Allie Sealby. But what have you seen from your seniors this year, on the floor and off?
You know, I've seen a lot of growth from them. You know, I think at the beginning of the year, they weren't maybe leading and kind of taking the bull by the horns the way that I hoped that they would. And as the year's gone on, you know, I think you start seeing that calendar evaporate in front of your eyes when you're a senior. And you kind of clench a little bit tighter to everything, and so they've started to take more ownership and lead, but they've been great. I mean, even going back to last summer with our freshmen, I can remember when I was a freshman, our seniors didn't spend a whole lot of time with us. You know, they were nice and all, but they didn't have much to do with us. And our seniors aren't like that. They're great with our young kids and really showing them, hey, this is the Eagle way. This is how we work. This is how we act. This is what we do in the classroom. And I couldn't ask for any better examples of all those things than this senior class.
All right. So unless you have a full round robin with an equal number of teams or an even number of teams in the schedule, somebody's going to end up with a short end of a stick on the schedule. I'm sure Eastern's not the only one. Montana and Montana State on the men's side kind of have it this year. You guys have it on the women's side. Idaho does as well, where you went to Missoula last week. Now you have to go back to Montana again, make another trip, on Saturday to play Montana State. It's not ideal, but at least it's the only game in the week, and you're not having to go from there somewhere else.
You know, it's great you can look at things in a positive light. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. You know, it is good in the aspect that we have this week to kind of work on ourselves a little bit, get a little bit of rest, take some days off. But, you know, that's a bus ride. That's a bus ride, you know, going over all those mountain passes in the state of Montana. And so I worry more than anything just about our safety, honestly. I think it's a tenuous ride, to make us do it twice isn't great. You know, I was kind of waiting for one of our big boosters to give me a call and say, hey, we'll zip you over there on the charter jet, but that hasn't happened yet. You know, it's fine. You know, the road means nothing to us at this point with what we've done this year. And so, you know, we'll hop on the bus Friday and pop some movies in and eat lunch in Missoula halfway there and get her done.
Do you have a routine for that Montana bus trip? When Ray Giacoletti was here, we won the first year that we went to Montana, Montana State, swept the trip. We watched The Godfather 1 and 2. And so every year we watched Godfather 1 and 2 going over to Missoula and Bozeman, and every year we got a sweep. And I think we would have continued that if Ray had been here for 10 years. I think we'd have done that until we lost a game over there. So do you have some kind of a routine of what you like to do to make that long bus ride?
You know, nothing that good. Nothing that good, but I might be going on Amazon tomorrow and ordering The Godfather and The Godfather 2 for the trip. We'll definitely have time to watch them, but no, we don't have anything particular that we do. You know, we have so many different ways that we end up traveling and things that, you know, we can kind of handle whatever. I don't know. I like to stop and eat at Fuddruckers halfway.
that might be the tradition.
Yeah, that might be about it.
Blair's like that?
I think so. Yeah, you know. I don't know if it's the healthiest thing for them, but they like it.
Something different.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you get on the road with a basketball team, you're eating pizza and sub sandwiches so much, players are happy to get anything that's not a pizza or a sub sandwich.
Yep, exactly. And there's not really a Fuddruckers anywhere else we go, so that's kind of a good spot to do that.
Probably doesn't rate as high as an In-N-Out would be if you were in Sacramento.
I'm a Southern Cal girl, so not even close to an In-N-Out.
All right, Coach, talk about Montana State. This is a team that right now is 3-2. They're playing the number one team in the conference in Northern Colorado.
As we speak.
As we are, yes, exactly. So if they lose that game, you could pass them in the standings with a win on Saturday. So tell us about the Bobcats.
Well, first, I'm not even looking at the standings, to be honest with you. Right now, for us, it's one at a time and trying to get better and worrying about ourselves. But Montana State is, you know, they always have just a really high-powered offense. They have a transfer from Seton Hall who's a heck of a player and going to be a handful for us to stop, and their guard play is always really good. They've got some bigs that are older, and they really get them the ball. A lot of pick-and-roll action. Montana's kind of, you know, Montana doesn't run a lot of ball screen stuff. They do some different things offensively, so you're going to have to kind of turn the switch and do something very different defensively and guard something really different. So, I mean, they're going to get it up and down. You know, they want that game up in the 70s, as do we. It'd be nice if we could get there. I think it'll be, you know, hopefully a fun, it's always a fun game against them in terms of, I think, the fans. It's not like a grind. It's not ugly basketball. I think it's smooth, free-flowing basketball. So hopefully it's a game like that again, and hopefully we're making some baskets.
Have you played a team so far in the schedule that reminds you of Montana State?
Maybe like a Boise State. That would probably be the closest I could come up with to being like Montana State. Maybe it's a coincidence that Trisha played at Boise State. The Montana State coach, that's where she played. So, probably Boise State. And Boise State, you know, they've won several Mountain West Conference championships in a row. And, you know, we always seem to give them a pretty good game. And the last couple of years have struggled to finish it. But, because Boise has some size and they like some ball screen stuff.
Does it help then, having seen a team like that prior to playing MSU?
Pro- Probably, but it was so long ago now that it's a distant memory, except for the old coach.
The length of a season. People don't understand how long the season is, and it keeps moving up and getting longer every year. You made it a little shorter this year. You didn't open the season until Sunday, when you could have opened on the Tuesday previous. But still, this is a grind for these young ladies and young men.
It is. It's a grind, and you know, I wish the NCAA would do something to make it a little bit better, because I think it's too much, and I'm personally not happy about 20 conference games all pretty much in January and February and early March. I wish we would bleed 4 conference games before Christmas, because I think it's the wear and tear we're putting on our student athletes. I'm not a fan of what we're doing to them. So I wish we would play, you know, 13 games before Christmas and then the remainder of the games after Christmas plus the conference tournament. You know, you try and adapt, and, you know, we gave them Friday and Saturday off, and we're giving them Wednesday off this week, so trying to give their bodies a little bit of rest as much as we can, but it's hard, and the thing people don't understand is how much preparation goes into every game. You know, it's not like we roll it out there and play. Like, you know, every coach does a big-time scouting report, and it's like a, you know, a presentation that, you know, somebody prepares weeks and weeks to do a presentation for Microsoft. My assistants get a day or two to get a presentation ready for the team. And then the team's got to know it. And then the game ends and we hand them a new one, you know. And so it's a lot, and it's a lot of work. So these student athletes, you know, they just can't be commended enough for what they do, and, you know, day in and day out in the classroom and with their bodies and you know, in their personal lives, and then on the basketball floor.
Coach, congratulations on a great win over the Grizz. Good luck against the Bobcats, and we'll talk to you about it next week here, right here at Barrel House.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Wendy Shuler here with us, Eagle women's basketball coach. When we come back, one of her players, Allie Sealby, will join us, and that's coming up after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by 6 major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane, proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. Your adventure starts at Subaru of Spokane, right in downtown Spokane. With our huge selection of new Subarus, all out of the weather in our indoor showroom. Shop Subaru of Spokane's great selection of new Subarus, including all-new 2019 8-passenger Ascent, our best-selling Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, Crosstrek, and Legacies. Go to SubaruSpokane.com and search for new and certified pre-owned Subarus. Schedule a test drive and more. Come experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane.
At your neighborhood Yokes, Fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital.
Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, women's basketball going on tonight, and Montana State at home, or on the road, rather. Oh, no, they're at home. Montana State winning against Northern Colorado right now by the score of 40-28. The Montana State men lead 26-25 over Northern Colorado in the first half of those games going on tonight in the Big Sky. Eagle women's senior forward Allie Sealby joins us now. And I know the start of the season, team-wise, didn't go the way you wanted it to go, but you individually are averaging career highs, 8 points, better than 8 points, better than four rebounds a game. So it's hard to separate team or individual from team, but are you happy with what you have done so far first half of your senior season?
Yeah, I am. You know, since it's my senior season, I just want to get the most. And coach has continued to harp on me to look for mine and be offensive minded. And so I think the preseason really helped me get in that groove of things and just carried over to Big Sky play.
You're 6 feet tall, a forward, yet you're shooting almost 45% from the 3-point line. And it's not as though you're making 4 out of 9 or something like that. You've made over 20 so far this year. So is that a part of your game you've worked on, or is that something that you've always been able to do, but this year you've got a little more leeway to show people this skill?
I think a little bit of both. I think because I am only 6 foot playing inside, I'm a little undersized, and so I really wanted to make that part of my game by stretching out and having those guards, having those posts have to guard me out on the perimeter because a lot of times they don't want to move from the paint. But I think also deep down I know that I could make those types of shots, but now, again, with that confidence, I've been able to knock them down.
Has anything changed going into your senior year now since it is your last year, whether it's mindset, whatever? I mean, has anything changed within focus of the game, et cetera?
I think, again, just realizing that this is my last year of going to play competitive basketball. And so just coming into each game, wanting to get the most out of myself and out of the team and have the best senior season, not only just with the record, but, again, just with the road trips and the hotels and everything like that. But, yeah, I think just, again, reminding myself that I won't get this time back, so to make the most out of it.
You've had some fun trips this year, including one to Hawaii.
Yes, the best so far.
Had you been to Hawaii?
I have, but I didn't go to Maui. I went to Oahu, so that was different.
All right, so getting a big win at Montana. You've been around long enough to know that that's hard to do.
Yeah.
So how much momentum does this give you going into this game against Montana State and then for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think we played really well against the Grizz, and it just shows our potential. And so I think we just have to build on that energy and bring that to Saturday when we play Montana State, which, again, is another road win. But we've won on the road here a couple of games in the Big Sky, so it is definitely doable.
All right, so I asked Coach Shula this, so I'll ask you this. You guys played really well against Northern Colorado, but it was a loss in overtime to the team that right now is the number one team in the league. So did you get some confidence off that loss?
Yeah, I think we did. It's one of those games where we played as best as I think we could, and we wish that the outcome was a little different. But looking back on it, it's one of the games that we felt proud of. And so I think that kind of built momentum to Montana. And then, again, we took 2 steps forwards playing Montana. So hopefully going into Montana State, we can continue to make those steps forward.
All right, so Allie Sealby here with us, senior forward from Wenatchee. Why Eastern Washington?
Honestly, it was my only D1 offer, and that was my ultimate goal, was to play D1 basketball. But also because it is close to home, it's only 2.5 hours away, so my parents come to all the home games, and we do get a free weekend, able to come home. And I just like the atmosphere of it with the smaller school with the football team and just the town of Cheney and being so close to Spokane. So if we wanted to go out and do something, we could go to Spokane and go to the movies or the parks and that kind of thing.
All right, so what are you doing in school, and what do you want to do with your life once school is over and basketball ends?
Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm getting my degree in public health, which I will finish with in the spring and graduate, and then I apply to nursing school, to the one in Spokane, and I won't hear back until around March, and so if I get into there, then I will start nursing school in August, and that'll be 2 years, and then after that, just apply for a job somewhere in Spokane. But if nursing school does not work out, then just get a job right after I graduate and figure out what I'm going to do from there.
You come from an athletic family. No basketball players, no. At least not at the college level, but you have family that have done other things athletically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both my brothers played 1 year of football at WCU and then finished their careers out doing track and field. They were 400 runners and ran the 4x4 relay. My cousins both wrestled in college. My uncle played in the NFL for a couple of years. So yeah, we're a really, really athletic family, but yeah, no collegiate basketball players.
Do you have any arguments on who's the best athlete?
Sometimes, yeah, definitely in basketball, I'm the best one. My brothers cannot shoot. I'm sure some people have probably seen them during the halftime shows. They can't even make a layup, which is really embarrassing for me. But yeah, it's just the competitive spirit between us all.
How much did that, having an athletic family and having athletic brothers, did that help you when you were growing up?
Yeah, I think just we were constantly around it. They were at my games. I'd have to go to them. We'd always be rushing from different practices and everything. They did multiple sports. I did multiple sports. They're a couple years older than me, so I got to see how they went through the recruiting process to kind of get a heads up of what might be coming my way, and they kind of give me a couple tips of when I was going through that process. And even now, it's just the conversations we have because we're both been in those worlds where we know how to talk to each other about it and how to help if something's not going right or, you know, cheer each other up and stuff. So it's helped a lot.
Allie, appreciate the time. Congratulations on a great year so far, best of luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Allie C. will be here with us when we come back. We'll wrap things up from Barrel House, Pub and Pizza in Cheney here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
All right, Eagle men at home against Montana State Saturday. Get your tickets in advance. Go online to GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link. 2 o'clock for the game time. We'll be on the air at 1:30 here along the network. Hope you can join us from Cheney for the ball game on Saturday. Eagle women will be at Montana State on Saturday, and then they'll be home next week. Thursday the 24th, they'll host Portland State for the annual Kids Day game starting at 11 a.m., and then they'll be at home against Sacramento State on Saturday afternoon, a week from Saturday next week. So that's coming up. Again, for tickets, GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link. Thanks to our guests, head men's coach Shantae Leggins, assistant men's coach Bobby Suarez, head women's coach Wendy Schuler, and women's senior forward Allie Sealby. I'm Larry Ware from Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney, back here next Monday with another edition of the Eagle Basketball Coach's Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagle Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.